Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Grant LaBeouf is here all the way from London, England. Grant's joining us, and he's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 3 or 4 years. He's one of the top marketing experts on the planet. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. That's what they call it over there across the pond. And the author of a bunch of books, including Sticky Marketing, including a new book, brand spanking new. I mean, the ink is still wet on my copy sitting in front of me. Myths of Marketing: Banish the Misconceptions and Become a Great Marketer. He's our good friend, Grant LaBeouf. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So I love talking about myths because One of the things that happens to all of us is we get these things in our head that we learn from our grandparents and from our parents and from people that taught us what we needed to do. And sometimes myths are not so much myths, they're fundamentals. And with their fundamentals, we need to hang on to them. But sometimes people tell us things that were appropriate 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they don't work out today. They're passé now. And we have to learn how to separate those, don't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. There are tried and tested rules that people learn as they grow up, and you know they'll stand you in good stead. But sometimes you have to be willing to change with times as well. And you're right. Some of the things that we were told as youngsters or early on in business may not be appropriate today.
Yeah, that's the trick. Is learning. Learning what are those things that we learn that are fundamentals, right? Cash is king. That's never going to change. But some things, like I've got to be competitive. If I'm not competitive, I can't get customers, when you and I both know that competitive is still important, but it's not first anymore. And so when you think of the number one myth of marketing, what would you call it? What would you say it is?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think there are quite a few. But one of the things I think is that people say, well, marketing hasn't fundamentally changed. You know, essentially, I've still got to promote my products and services to my customers, to my audience, and that hasn't fundamentally changed. And actually, obviously, the principle of having to promote your products and services, of course, that's important. But I think some of the fundamentals of marketing have changed now, because what the small business owners have today is they have their own mechanisms. They have their own marketing channels. So they have a website and they have some social media channels. And these can be very, very powerful if they recognize that they're running a media business as part of their own small business. And I think some of them have missed that and don't get that. And that can really adversely affect them.
Well, one of the things that we need to establish is most small business owners aren't good marketers. They might be world-class salespeople. There's no question they know their products, they know, and they probably know their customers pretty well. But when it comes to marketing, when it comes to setting the table, so to speak, to be able to go to market and sell something, when it comes to doing that, when it comes to building awareness of your company and your product, when it comes to establishing relevance with customers, these are areas that even if we ever were good at it, a lot of times the market, as you pointed out, the things are not the same. Marketing has changed, and as things move on, it's hard. It's really hard for small business owners to keep up. But there's a lot of one of the reasons is because there's a lot more different ways to market today, right? We've got social media, we got all the different channels. We didn't have that 30, 40 years ago. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And actually, you've touched on quite a few things that are myths there and are really important. And I agree with what you've said. So I think, first of all, you're correct that we have so many more channels today, and it feels more complicated. I don't think it necessarily is more complicated, but I think sometimes small business owners can get kind of overwhelmed with the choice and all the different options that they have available. But the other thing is, which I think is really key that you said, is that often people don't understand the difference between sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. And the fundamental, this is one of those myths as well in the book, and one of the fundamental differences is that sales is person to person, and marketing is brand to person. And I think business owners, like you touched on, are very good at the person to person. They're very good at building relationships, at talking to their customers. They're good salespeople, being face to face. But when it comes to the brand to person, how do I promote my business, my company? When you take away from the personal relationship and you're trying to promote the brand and the offer, I think that's when they often struggle.
Many years ago, one of my branding experts, who's now not with us anymore, he's a great one, he talked about branding, the ding in branding. He said, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for, when people think about what they want, what they need, whatever that is, they need that. A ding goes off in their head, and that ding needs to be your ding, right? And before you ever get a chance to talk to them, that ding needs to be your face, your product, the front door of your business in their head. What do you think?
Yeah, that awareness is key. You know, you want to be front of mind. You want, when someone is thinking about the product or service that you offer, you definitely want to be one of those companies, one of those options that they're thinking about in their head. And that top of mind awareness is key to being successful.
Well, that's exactly right. Give us one more myth before we go to a break.
Well, I think one of the things is that a lot of, you know, you get this a lot with the small businesses, that they say, well, I don't really need marketing. You know, my business comes from word of mouth. My business comes from referral. But, you know, today, so much of those word of mouth and referrals are going online, people talking in WhatsApp groups and Facebook. And therefore, you need to make sure that you are, you know, in those places to make sure you're getting some of those referrals and that word of mouth.
Word of mouth is now UGC, right? User-generated content. Word of mouth used to be, if I like you, I'll tell somebody. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebodies. Well, now it's if I like you, I'll tell a million people. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 million people, right? It's different.
Exactly right. And you want to give people the links to share, the website URL to share, the postings to share, because that's the way that people start to promote you these days. And therefore, just saying, well, I just get my business from word of mouth, that might not be incorrect. That might be correct for a business, but they need to make sure that they've got an online presence so they still get that word of mouth.
The new book is called Myths of Marketing by our good friend Grant LaBeouf. Check it out wherever books are sold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.